Chapter 1. Someone is Missing. Anderson tried extremely hard to be patient as his father, Walter, double-checked the equipment. He stared out the window at the tips of the pine trees that seemed to scratch the blue sky. It was only October, but already the morning air in Maine had turned crisp and cool. He shivered and yawned abruptly, and the sudden movement made his ears pop. Walter gave his son a stern look. When Anderson opened his mouth to protest, Walter shook his head. He continued to lay out King's equipment, a working harness, leashes, and a vest that would protect the German Shepherd. Then Walter examined his own equipment, hard hat, compass, flashlight with extra batteries, and radios. Anderson knew how important it was for his father to be prepared. The phone might ring at any time. Walter would grab his gear, and he and King would hurry out the door. Someone had to be found or rescued. Last April, a tornado had spun through a town in northeastern Texas. Almost all its homes and businesses were destroyed, and many people were missing. Walter had flown there with King. Thanks to King's nose and Walter's patience, a 12-year-old boy, the same age as Anderson, was found. Then they'd rescued an older man and woman from the basement of a house. Anderson loved to hear the rescue stories repeated over and over again, and he couldn't wait to learn to be a handler himself. In fact, Anderson was certain that he was ready to start training.